Second Saturdays of every month at 2 p.m., children and their families are invited to Central Library's Learning Curve for an interactive bilingual story time. On February 13, 2010, special guest Fran Riegel visited the Learning Curve Theater. Fran presented bilingual story time in English and German on behalf of the Indiana Network for Early Language Learning. Next, she will share with us about German culture and teach us a little bit of the German language. Welcome to the Learning Curve, Fran, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I've really enjoyed being here.
Are libraries in Germany similar to libraries in the United States?
Well, yes, they are. They look very similar to our libraries. One can walk in and check out books. There are children's sections. There are adult sections. There are places for you to check out movies and so forth, just like we have here.
Do people speak German in any countries other than Germany?
Yes. German is spoken also in Switzerland, in Austria, and in a very, very tiny sliver of a country that actually sits between those two called Liechtenstein.
If I walked into a restaurant in Germany, what phrases might I hear?
You might hear someone greeting you saying willkommen, welcome. Someone might ask for the menu, die Speisekarte. You will be asked what you would like to eat. Someone would say, was möchten Sie?
What are your favorite German foods?
I absolutely love German breads. Brötchen und Brot. There's nothing like them here, unless you go to a specialty bakery. But Germans bake bread every day fresh, and you get up at the crack of dawn to go get your bread every day. I also like the Schnitzel, which is a kind of a meat dish that's served often with a sauce or a gravy and potatoes or noodles.
Before we say goodbye, will you teach us how to say our colors in German?
Sure. Many of the color names are very similar in English to German. So you might be able to guess a few of these. I'll start you off. Blue, for instance, is blau. Red, rot. Yellow, gelb. Weiss. Maybe you can tell me what color that is. Weiss. What does that sound like in English?
It sounds to me like white.
You are correct. Weiss is white.
How would I say thank you and goodbye in German?
Okay. To say thank you, you just have to say danke, and then goodbye. We can get formal and say auf Wiedersehen, or just simply tschüss.
Danke, Fran.
Tschüss.
Be sure to join us on Saturday, March 13th, 2010, for a bilingual story time presented in English and Pomo American Indian. Second Saturday's bilingual story time at Central Library's Learning Curve is a partnership between the Indianapolis Marion County Public Library and the Indiana Network for Early Language Learning.